Devil Walk is with me to the side. And then our first special guest, I don't know how this wide shot's going to work. Maybe it just includes both of them from the start. It's none other than Jay Legend.
Thank you.
Come on, producer. Come on. I can't do the intro and you don't cut. It can't just sit on my face. Did he go anywhere? No. Hey, there we go.
Hi.
Slow fingers, you know. It's late into the night. People are missing the pressing buttons and everything else like that. And Devil's like, we look like the coaches extended and everything. Jael, how are you doing, my friend?
Before the end of Nuke, I was doing a lot better. I thought we had it in the bag, yes. I was already planning on how I'm going to greet them, how I'm going to say, well played.
Yeah.
You did well. I was already planning my speech in the head, and somehow we lost one round and the second, and then it feels tight. Then your heart starts beating a little bit faster. And yeah, I'm a little bit sad, I'm going to be honest.
Can you explain, maybe, I mean, from your perspective, what the players would be going through after losing that many clutches on Nuke that... I mean, we all can say they should have won.
You mean, what did you think, like, after the game or before Inferno?
Yeah, how would you react after the game when it's like a crushing defeat like that, when you feel like you've already won it?
I would be even more frustrated because it's all in the micro details. It's not even about the game anymore. I feel like Na'Vi outplayed them on Ancient and Nuke, and they just lost the clutches, like the Frozen 1v3 where you stuck the defuse against Ime, the Brokey 1v2 or 1v3, I'm not sure. And those rounds, they crush you because it's just in the bag, and you need the slightest of details to just trade them, play a little bit together, just have a sense of calming down,
yep.
And then you finish the round. And I feel like they were in a hurry to close the game,
yep.
And that's what gets you.
Yeah, they were definitely. I mean, it's soul-crushing, especially that one where they pick up the knife, the jump on upper bomb site, Frozen gets the double, gets to do in the 1v1 against Ime.
Yeah.
There's so many moments they can just win that round, where I said even on the desk, like, just needs to be a stop button, you know? Like,
pause, wait.
We already won this round, let's make sure we win it, you know? And obviously a great rotation from Frozen to be even be in that situation to be able to capitalize, but still.
To be honest, I should have expected him. There were two positions, okay, maximum three where he can be, is door if he did display early, pushing ramp, or heaven, or hut. Those are the two positions. There's 10 seconds on the clock, and the phase were aware it's going to be A. I mean, most likely they should have been. And after it was a 1v3, they should have already expected him to peek or be in the position to counter them. And I see one guy jumping, one guy running to plant the bomb, and this miscommunication. Of course, time was a huge factor. If they had 30 seconds on the clock, I really doubt they would lose the round.
Yeah.
But when things get chaotic and then the communication is needed and actual synergy and chemistry, when the pressure hits you, it just goes out the window sometimes.
How hard was it for you to sit in the crowd? I know, like, yesterday, for example, was a great party for you, right? You're just enjoying. You're with the Na'Vi fans. We saw the video clips of it all. You were sat with Bondi, not just the manager, but your friend as well at the same time. But then you come into today, and you're doing the same thing. You're watching it go down, but there's a bit of heartbreak in it. Like, is it tough?
I'm going to be honest. When the game started, I was speaking to Valve developers, and I just saw Na'Vi winning the ground, so I kept continuing on the conversation with them. It was very interesting. For me, that felt very surreal. I thought Valve devs are like gods. They were like, you cannot reach them, you cannot speak to them, they're very secretive. And then all of a sudden I get to speak to them, and they're very friendly, they know who I am, they actually engage in a conversation and they answer certain questions that I was curious about. And I saw them win Ancient, I'm like, okay, fair. For Nuke, I'm going to come and watch the game because it's going to be a little more of a tense game because Ancient was our pick. FaZe is not a strong team on Ancient. And then for Nuke, now this is going to be a real test because FaZe multiple times have done the mistake of letting us not play Nuke. Because FaZe, I feel like they have our number on Nuke a lot of the times. Mm. Even at the Copenhagen Major, they picked Ancient instead of Nuke, where Nuke... they would have just destroyed us. It would just be a 2-0 for them and we'd lost a major. So going back to my point, I came back for Nuke and we're winning 8-2. I'm like, okay, that's good. Easy. Then it's 8-4. I'm like, okay. Get the pistol. We don't get the pistol. Wait, did we get the pistol? No, we didn't. then it's 8-6. And I'm starting to get a little worried because there's not a, I don't see as many confident moves from Na'Vi as I saw previously to the second half.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where the scales can tip. And sure enough, it tipped. And I really wanted for them to come back to third map the same way they did against Furia.
Yeah.
But it's a 50-50. If you get a hot start, I'm pretty sure they're back and they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
But just because they lost the pistol, they lost the anti-force, they lost so many rounds in a row, it's hard to come back from a map you should have won. It should have been 2-0, you're finding Vitality in the grand final.
Yeah.
And then you go into Inferno, like, okay, we got Inferno. And then it's like 6-1. It's really hard to come back mentally.
And it's also, they go by so quickly and face... Felt like they had 4 alive, 5 alive in most of those situations. It never really felt like they were close to winning any of those rounds.
4 rounds in a row, they had 5 alive.
Yeah.
Oof. It's 8th round, and I see like 9 kills for Na'Vi throughout the whole team.
Yeah. Crushing stuff to go through. I want to ask a little bit more just about what it's been like for you sitting on the bench for a bit of time. I know you wanted this time off, right? You got married, you've been enjoying life a bit more, you've been driving around in your cars. Haven't seen as much content, though, or streaming from you, brother. You told me you'd be doing some more. What happened there?
I'm going to be honest. Content is fun. I love doing content, but I feel like after I took a break, my content was purposeless. There was no meaning behind it. Of course, I get to make people laugh. I get to just have fun and mess around. But it's not something... I am okay with. I really want to make a change in people's minds. I want to inspire, maybe do something purposeful to impact. Because when you have reach and you have a community, you can make impact on certain things. And I feel like just making people laugh is not enough of an impact to satisfy me.
What kind of impact would you like to make, though? Do you have an idea of what you?
I do have an idea. I have a plan.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm actually really close in starting it. I've got all the pieces left. I don't want to get into too much detail because this is a... I mean, of course, I can tell you behind the scenes, but...
Can you give us a little sneak peek for the show?
A little sneak peek. Okay. We don't have enough people, credible people, with knowledge teaching CS. And sharing the knowledge that they've gathered through their whole years. And so that's... So
passing it down. Okay, I get that.
Yes.
I like that.
I really wanted to do it. And I mean, of course, it's a big project. I don't want to get into too much detail because life's a funny thing. But if you talk it out...
Anything can change,
If you talk it out, it gives you some sort of dopamine. And then you kind of off-put it because...
You want to be a man of action, not just words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so...
But with the content stuff, is it just because you decided to take a break? Because beforehand you did a lot of streaming, right, when you were a pro player and was very popular. Is it that kind of thing that made it less meaningful or purposeful for you? Or was it something else?
He was actually a machine, though, right? Because he was playing tournaments, pumping out content.
Yeah.
There was content from Facet Games. There was showing what was in your bag. There were some fun clips and highlights as well. There was highlights from the events you were playing. Now, obviously, you got editor and stuff, but I mean, many players didn't understand doing this, and obviously, some of them end their careers and then never have this, but you nailed it on it.
Yes, when I was playing pro, it's very easy to be satisfied with yourself. I'm playing a good game. I'm creating content on the side. I love it. Life's great. But once I remove something that I'm really passionate about, I am striving to be better every single day, then content's not enough to satisfy my needs as a person, as a human. I need something greater. It might sound egotistical, but I really do need a very big goal to work towards too.
That's good. You should have a goal to work towards too as well, man. But talk about the racing. Have you been doing some more of that?
Yes.
Didn't crash any cars?
No.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
No, zero cars crashed. Although it was a very close encounter.
I'm sure there was, bro.
I really thought it was going to be GG's.
What, like for the car or for you?
For the car.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. Good. Wait, you said GG's.
That pause was like a bit scary.
But you're enjoying the drifting, right?
Yes.
You're enjoying it? Is it still like a fun passion for you?
It is a very fun passion. Most of it is on the simulator now.
Oh, okay.
The weather, it's very bad.
Yeah.
It's very hard to... it's impossible to practice now with the conditions I'm going to be competing in next year. Because now it's like 0 degrees, sometimes it's minus degrees, wet, cold.
You said competing?
Yes.
You're going to compete in drifting?
Yes, of course. I mean, it's not going to be that huge where it's...
Damn.
It's going to be a professional league, but it's not going to be like tier one CS, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know, but still, that's pretty dope, man. Did you start martial arts yet?
No, that's the only thing I didn't start.
Okay, so you've done pretty much most of the things you said you're going to do.
Every single
content,
thing.
Apart from martial arts and
yes.
content. Are you happy right now?
No. I'm just being honest.
Oh, okay. What? But yeah, you had time with your wife. You're enjoying that stuff, right?
Yes.
You're doing your home stuff.
That's very good. That satisfies your heart.
Yeah.
But there's a fire inside all of us, and right now it's very dim.
I'll tell you that fire. I had that today on the stage. That intro before the Na'Vi phase game, that fuels me. That was like crazy. That was so special. That felt really good. Do you miss that element of things as well?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
To be honest, coming here, I expected to be just a fan. I'm going to enjoy the games, but I really miss it. And I mean, I've had these thoughts for a couple of months.
What do you miss the most about it? Because I mean, there's so many elements about being a pro player. Is there anything like, is it just being on stage competing, or is it?
It's the hard work.
The journey with the team.
It's outworking anyone else on the scene. And when I outwork them and outplay them, it gives me a lot of satisfaction within me. And it's not even about being better than someone else. Maybe it is a part of that. I like to be, it's important to be, I mean, we're a competition business.
Yes. Yeah.
And I really miss that part of the game where you just, you know, you're better than him because you worked harder and you worked smarter.
Yeah. I get that.
Looking at next year for you, there was a moment where we were saying you're going to maybe return, start of 2026. Is that on hiatus? Is there a possibility?
Yes.
Still on hiatus?
What does that mean?
Like you're waiting, you're still just going to...
Oh, no, I'm not waiting. Right now,
okay.
I really want to come back because now there's... Now is the time where I want to give it my all.
Yeah.
And afterwards, all the things that I want to do can be done afterwards because CS is number one priority for me right now. And I've been keeping form. I've been playing 60 hours past 2 weeks, every single 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, there were 2 weeks where I didn't play, but that was an off season. But I am trying to keep in form because I know I can. I really want to come back, but it has to be
the right one, right?
It has to be the right team. I'm going to be honest.
You said on Oni stream, and you need to tell me if this was taken out of context or what. I'm returning in 10 days, so we're all expecting something magical from you here, mate.
Of course, I could have denied it straight away.
Oh, you didn't deny it. You just let the rumors flow.
Yeah, of course.
You're kind of smart with this media game, brother. I'm not going to lie.
I could have denied it straight of all, but we're talking about content with Oni.
Ah.
Yes. And then...
Wait a second. So this was said on a live stream. It was about content, but then somehow you got clipped into because I didn't watch the stream.
I mean, Oni...
I just thought 10 days. Okay, he's back.
I mean, you know Oni. He's going to...
Yeah, he's going to milk
it a little bit.
He's going to milk it.
And and then people took it out of context and...
But have you obviously planning to come back to the CS scene? Have you kind of spread the word out in the back of the scene that it's not public that you might be willing to come back? So that because obviously after majors there happens a roster mania or kind of silly season. So just logically, it makes sense to kind of do that to kind of spread the word in some sense.
I mean, yes. I have, but not to all the teams.
Yeah.
There were some teams at the major. I didn't want to be disrespectful of telling, hey, if you need a new player, I'm right here.
Hey, you had a bad run. You know, I could improve you.
Yes, I feel that's a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
I also want to talk not through agents. I want to talk personally.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good way.
But I also could lose the timing. But that's a trade-off of not interrupting their flow.
Yeah.
And, you know, just let them grieve a little bit because they work for it their whole lives. And
you know, have you have like any idea if you'll be back for the start of next season at the moment? Do you have any offers on the table?
I do have offers, yes.
Offers that you like?
there's a part of me that likes them and a part of me that doesn't. And
so the right offer hasn't come just yet.
No.
You know what? I'm going to say this because I have no info from you. I've never spoke to you about this. In my mind, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if JL went to Liquid? You could probably save that team. But that might be too much of a sinking ship for you. You might be aiming higher.
No comment.
Yeah, Liquid is cool. They have flashy.
That's why I made the connection, yeah.
I'm going to say political.
Okay. You're smart. The media training's paying off in there. Your contract, though, are we able to say when that ends? Like, is that a...
It's not a secret. Maybe it's a secret. Maybe it's not, but it ends in the summer.
Okay, so you're actually free as of this year, right? Going into next year anyway. So that's huge, though, for any org that might want to pick you up. That's like a win. No buyout, no nothing else with it.
But there should be a buyout. It ends
next year.
Next year.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant
I'm going to be honest. If the contract was ended, I wouldn't be wearing this.
True. But it might end like December 25th. You know, that's what I'm just thinking. You said December, could end at any
point. I said summer.
You said summer.
Oh, summer. Sorry, bro. Yes, I heard December.
It's the, like when it's warm.
To be fair, Banks has had a very long day.
Yeah, first one in. Yeah. Still an hour. 1:10 in the morning.
They're making you work overtime.
You know what? When you love the job, it's a fine thing to do. And we got you on as a guest. You agreed, so I had to come and bring the energy.
I mean, I don't think there was a single time where I've denied your invite.
No, bro. Never. But also, I never denied your invite. I came all the way to your country and your wedding.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful wedding, by the way. That was the last time I saw you.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. I haven't seen you since then.
That was a long time ago. I feel like I see you. It's because I see you on TV.
I don't see you. We have some photos we send each other on Instagram of animals and what we're doing at home, but we didn't see each other. So, yeah.
It felt like I saw you a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to lie.
Just on the major. That's it, mate. Yeah. You. But I want to say one thing to you on a personal level. You're looking good. You're looking healthy.
Thank you.
Looking well. So, health-wise, you're looking good. Game-wise, you sound like you're looking very good. There's offers on the table as well. So, soon you're going to be happy, surely. Because you worried me when you said you're not happy.
No, but happiness is a thing that you can be happy and not happy. I can be the best player in the world and be not happy. I don't really hunt for happiness. I hunt for satisfaction of within me, like when I feel complete. You cannot feel complete, but at least near to it. When it's a different kind of feeling. And you can get it through hard work, achieving your goals, tasks, whatever. Improving as a person, you can near towards the feeling.
What is the ultimate goal for JL? I mean, looking, let's say, 2-3 years ahead, you join a team. What are you looking for that satisfaction? What is the belief that what do you want to achieve, essentially? Do you have any, like, specific goals or...?
I'd like one goal that I really, really wanted to fulfill. It's not individual. It's more of a, I want to be in an environment that if we're a team, I would want to win for you and you would want to win for me. That is an environment that I feel like it's impossible to beat that because you don't only work for yourself, but you work for the other guy too. And I've never really had that. And it's hard to have it. It's very hard. I feel like the closest team to it could be Mouse or Vitality, that they always work for each other. And
did you not have that at some point on Na'Vi, though, when it was going really good?
The thing is, you only start to kind of realize when you're not winning anymore.
Okay.
You could be in a state of flow where everything just works out for you.
You guys had that.
But you can also be a winner, only thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Even though it's a team game, if you do your role correct, you are going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you can not be friends. You can be enemies outside the server. But on the server, if you play good, you do your things, you do your stuff, you can come out as a winner.
So is it more a family feel in a team compared to colleagues?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
I mean, yeah, but there's also drawbacks from it.
Yeah.
I feel like when you play as a family, you miss out the hard part.
You can be a little bit
too friendly.
I mean, yes, too friendly. I mean, we've had it in Bad News Eagles was such a case. They were so close knitted, close bonded, and good friends that sometimes it was almost like some mistakes and some things that kept repeeting almost became acceptable because you are so close to each other. So there's definitely drawbacks, but that's it's a tricky one to surpass.
It is tricky. Of course, there should be a balance, and you need to find the balance. If you have a team that wants to win for each other, you really need to have what's the word? Probably a guy that can call you out on your bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be the coach.
That's what Blade is for.
Yes, or Blade calls out your bullshit. He does. I really respect him as a coach. A very good coach. Very good.
Can you tell me, just before we bring in our next guest to join us for a bit, just on the last parts of jail, what is the dream scenario for you starting January? Would you're only looking, I guess, to join a team that's in VRS and a capable point of being back at the big events? Ooh,
not necessarily.
Okay.
But yes, that would be ideal, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, with that pause, I'm guessing, this is just my assumption, that it would be such a good team on VRS that it would be unfeasible for you to kind of make that jump.
Yes. Yeah. It should. I mean, a non-VRS could be people buying out Dong, Saivo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yes. But, I mean, of course, I'd join a team like that, but yeah, we'll keep it at that.
I'll talk to you off camera about this. I think I've got some ideas just off the back of that. All right, I think it's time to bring in our next guest who's been waiting just a little while. No, you're staying with us for a little
bit.
I wasn't saying goodbye to you yet, brother. We're bringing on Mr. Is he there? Is he ready for us? He's standing up. I'm going to ask you to take your badge off at the same time so we don't show that. There we go. Where's his microphone? Someone get him a mic.
He can have mine until we figure it out. Come here, take this one.
Production all looking hella lost right now. Like they don't know what's going on. That's right, Devwalk can just sit there for now.
Yes.
We have got another major champion with us again. It's been a while since I've seen this man. I think last time I saw him was back in Rio when Na'Vi went on to win Rio. It is Taco joining us. Taco, welcome to the couch, my friend.
Hello, guys. Hello, Joel. Hello, Banks. Hello, Devwalk. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys today. Hello, everyone at home as well.
There we go. It's a pleasure to have you with us. I feel like the biggest loser on the couch right now. We've got three major champions there, and I'm just waffling away throughout it all. I've got legendary company, which is great to have here. I want to ask you, Taco, just what have you been up to when you're here at the major, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm on the Brazilian broadcast with Gaules and Michel and BT and Liminha.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm watching the major since the beginning. Like since first stage.
Oh, you started from the beginning. Yeah, okay.
From the beginning, we watched almost every game, and then they decided to bring me here as well to watch the major in loco.
Awesome. I'm gonna attack it. When you talk, hold it up a little bit closer.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's been a while, Bang. It's been a while.
Hey, normally I'm holding it for you. This time I can't really do that. Maybe I'll get Devil to do it for you at a time. I'm just gonna remind everyone at home as well. You should start typing Corsair in chat right now if you want to win some of the giveaways. There'll be three items being given away at the end of this stream. Corsair, that is your chances of stuff to be given away every time. And oh, as that same timing happened, my dog gave a little bark because someone's running and they delivered a microphone to Devwalk. Does it work?
It works.
There we go.
I can hear myself.
Yeah, that is all good. That's nice to have. Now, Taco, have you been doing this kind of stuff before? You like joining?
No.
This is first time?
Yeah, that's my first time.
Full major.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's difficult. I even told Gaules yesterday that during the Fury game, I was nervous, you know?
Oh, God.
I don't normally get nervous when I'm playing. You're just there. But yesterday, I got really nervous. It was difficult.
Coaching is the worst, man. That's the absolute worst. When you're behind the team and like you're running out of pauses and it's like there's six rounds left.
I mean, might as well leave the game.
Yeah.
Like you can leave the stage. There's nothing you can do anymore.
Just leave before it all ends and stuff like that. What has been the biggest highlight of the major for you so far, Taco?
Oh, as a Brazilian, I have to say Fallen yesterday, the 3K. Today, Twist was really beautiful as well and really important because it's a major semifinals and the third map, you know, really difficult situation, and he just delivered a very good round as well. My memory is not very good, so probably I just remember the, you know,
the big moments.
The big moments, but there were a lot of highlights and good stuff during this major.
Awesome. Go on.
I recall a twist highlight against Na'Vi at the major.
Oh, that 1v3
did involve
as well.
The Deagle?
Yeah, yes, 1v3 here and then Antwerp.
Oh.
The one that FaZe went on to win.
Yeah.
Twist, jumping off, killing Electronic, under Syla, going main, killing Perfecta. Killed everyone, actually.
Yeah, this is some madness. There's always major moments like that. That's what the beauty of our game and what we have. So while I've got you two here, what I want to quickly do is, obviously we spoke about the Na'Vi game in depth a little bit, but I want to touch on our other game we had, the Spirit versus Vitality game. You guys both saw it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Taco, give me first just your initial thoughts on that, the disaster of Spirit falling off, your overall thoughts on what the hell you saw at that point.
Yeah, I even kind of got Spirit as not big favorites because it's Vitality and they are the best team of the year. And from what I was watching in the major, I felt like Spirit was playing really well, and I thought that they would put a good fight today against them. But also, I think the emotional part kind of played a big role in that series. You could see Donk a bit tilted after map two, I guess. Map one?
Yeah. Map one and two. I've never seen him that tilted. And he's been, you know, tilted before in other tournaments, but in this major, I've never seen him tilt like that much.
Was he that tilted?
He was sitting in his chair, like, you know, almost like, I can't believe this.
Was that after the map one?
Yeah, after map one.
Oh, I left it, I didn't see it.
He was insanely tilted.
It's normal because it's frustration, and it's normal as well. I got frustrated many times playing. You both also probably did, and it's normal. But it felt different this time, you know.
Yeah.
It felt that they really felt it in map two, and I think they got their chances, especially in the first map, right? 12-6 comeback. But Vitality, they never give up, and they used to this kind of situations and comebacks.
I have to agree with you. I had Spirit as kind of my pick for the winner of the matchup. I thought as well. They played great, and you know the fact that you had other individuals stepping up. You know, we spoke to Tenir even before that he's kind of figured out what the timings are in his new kind of role, which is way more passive. And I feel like once you get those kind of extremity players, know when you have freedom to do stuff and they're just not completely passive, that's when you get a great balance of the team. That's when you know that even if Donk, you know, gets into a vulnerable position, they can pressure and release some of the pressure against him, etc. And that's what I felt when I watched them, that they played really well.
They did. There was a funny moment during the Mirage. There was overtime, and then Shiro lost the clutch, and he said, I'm really enjoying this game.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And Donk said, I'm not enjoying this. Can you please step up?
Yeah. Very funny.
I laughed. Because he said it in Russian as well. You can hear it.
Of course.
Translation was a bit there, but...
But looking at that, right, what we saw from Donk there, I have only in two times seen him have tears in his eyes, and I can't work out if it's just a bit of tears of anger and frustration and how much he wants to win. Because in Austin, I remember we saw him off the back of the stage. We wanted to actually get the loser interview with him, and he just refused. And you could see as he walked past me, like his eyes were gone. And then this one just then, his eyes were the same. Like, but he was looking away from the camera. Someone's got a picture of it. I saw it posted afterwards. For a guy who's doing so much, how frustrating must that be, Jel? I'll start with you. Like, to be dominating, to be pulling it off, to be putting your team in advantageous situations, and then they're still dropping the ball. Like, there's only so much he can do, right?
Yes. I mean, I couldn't imagine being a 1.5 rated player, entering two, and then losing the round afterwards. For me, it's an
I've never been in this situation. I don't know how is that.
You were doing other amazing things, man.
I was a solo bomb.
So in that case, I mean, the feelings you must feel, okay, for sure you're frustrated, but then you have to understand that when you're doing so much, there's not a lot of things left to do for your teammates. So imagine they're winning the game 13-3, 13-4. You know that Donks is like 25 kills, 26 kills. And that can kind of puts you in the puts his other teammates in a regime where they're okay, I just have to do the simple thing, Molly nade, and then Donk will do the work. And then sometimes it doesn't happen like that, and then the teammates are like, whoa, now I actually have to play, and then it's out of their control because it's hard to come back into the game like that.
Yeah. I also felt, I don't know how to pronounce it, his nickname, is it Zui? Zui?
Oh, Zui.
Zui.
Zui, yeah, Zui, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I also felt a bit of lack of experience in the big stage, some rotations and some ideas. Of course, he's still young, and this kind of environment should be difficult to him to deal with. And but I guess the guy is a good player. But today I don't think he played a good game as well. Donk, he played really well. He was trying, but I think the frustration may came from these lack of experience moments. But that's difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I have to agree with you guys. I mean, it's Donk getting, you know, double kills multiple rounds. I felt like he probably resisted the urge to be tilt for such a long time in that game, and then it just kind of washed over, and you see all those emotions because, and also as you say with Sway, I think he did some weird pushes, solo pushes into spaces that they didn't need a hero at that moment, but he still made those kind of very risky pushes through smokes, and they got punished by someone like Rops who's waiting for you.
Sometimes, I mean, when you have rookies playing the major or any big tournament whatsoever, when they are having bad games, some of them will just lock into a shell and just play the most by the book CS ever. Yeah. Or you have players like Zwei where they feel like, I'm not doing enough, I'm going to do something. And then he pushes the smoke where it's not necessary at all. And just experience at the end of the day.
Yeah,
when things get tough, the best way to solve the problems is with your team. You can't feed the hero normally. I mean, it's possible, right? Maybe 10% of...
But unlikely.
Yeah, but in general, it's better to play with the team and you know, that's how you get out of these tough situations in game.
Do we still see it though as like a positive ending for Spirit if we're looking from the outside? We're not the players in terms of, okay, you got the best player in the world. You should be expecting to be lifting trophies, aiming at major glory. But like they just added Tanir and Zwei. They had their struggles. They showed some improvements. And like, is that a positive for them going into 2026? Or do we hold them to a standard where this isn't acceptable?
I think personally that it's probably like a medium result for them. I think they expected more, but this is still kind of a fine result considering the struggles they had prior to the tournament.
Look at his face. He's not agreeing with this.
Yeah.
No, I am agreeing. I mean, I don't know, when you have the best player and one of the best AWPers in the game.
Wait, are you putting Shiro as one of the best AWPers in the game?
100%.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And
for all the Shiro haters out there you go. The truth has been dropped on
you. He's top three this year.
For sure. I really expect Spirit to win a lot of games, like a lot of tournaments, not even games. I feel like this tournament, they were the favorites coming into the major quarterfinal. Coming into the major favorites.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Over Fury, over Falcons?
Yeah.
What made you say that? What did you see? I'm just genuinely interested now.
I mean, I don't, they look very strong. Of course, I feel like their weakness is Strats, for sure. They are very readable. But then, of course, they have Donk, which is... it is predictable, but unpredictable in the same...
It's predictable, but he's still going to wipe the floor when he runs into you.
He's so fast. You watch the game and he's so fast, but they have good openings and good endings with Donk and Shiro. And what they need is just support. Support on the opening and support on the ending. And sometimes, if Donk fails, I just see the round crumbling down afterwards. Because he didn't do his job. Shiro is very good at closing 2v2, 3v3. But if he doesn't have that situation for him, they're not able to win the game, to win the round. So, but anyways, I still have them as favorites. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
One thing that I remembered from today is that also just coming back a bit on the topic. Yeah. Also, Spirit did a very bad job at managing their money. When it was 12-6, they kept maybe buying and they just did one equal round, and then they buy again and no alp for Shiro.
Also they, forcing it
I
in.
I think they had, since the 12-6, Shiro didn't play with the alp till the 12-12, if I'm not mistaken, but maybe one round. And that's not a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I think their money management in this series was really bad, and one of the reasons that made them lose.
I want to get one thing from you, because you're saying about AWPers, right? Who do you put in as the top three AWPers from your perspective right now?
I mean, right now? Current form. Current form is hard, because you would look at this major, and I feel like Wonderful oppressed a lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
But would I put him in the top three?
Probably not, because of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are we looking at current form or year?
About a half year.
Half year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh-ho.
Okay, number one for me, Zaivu.
Even though he's more hybrid, like he's rifled way more than open.
Zaivu.
Okay.
Zaivu. And then Shiro.
Okay.
And who else do you have? Number three. I feel like Torsi is doing a really, really good job.
Torsi over Manasi.
Yeah.
Guys,
current form, half year.
Guys, Molodoy.
Molodoy. Yeah, bro.
Where is Molodoy?
I would.
As a raw AWPer.
Okay, raw AWPer. Okay.
I would probably put Saivu, Molodoy, Shiro third.
Okay.
Taco, who would you do?
I would do Zayu.
Yeah.
Because he's great. he delivers when it matters the most, and I really like that. And I would also put Molodoy.
Yeah, in second.
And then third. Maybe I don't know if I'm forgetting someone, but Shiro, yes.
I think 9-10 had a debate conversation before, at least for me, to be at least in the top five of AWPers. I thought he was great, like even at Austin. And then it's been kind of shaky with all of the lineup changes, or the lineup change, I guess. But I feel like he also should have an honorable mention.
You're rating Shiro quite high, I guess, than what a lot of people have this year.
I don't know why, though. I feel like he's very consistent.
I think he's consistent, but I also see many times where he's not a game-changing AWP, you know? Like, he'll hold it at the end, but it's obviously the system they have. But it's maybe I don't remember as much from him because it's not as flashy as a Molodoy or like what Manasi's doing, you know? And that obviously factors into if I'm looking at like what highlights I remember, what moments I remember, that is part of it.
Actually, yes. I don't remember a lot of Molodoy highlights.
You don't remember Molodoy highlights?
Molodoy?
Yes. But maybe they just... I didn't watch all of CS games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, Fury never faced Spirit, never faced Vitality, and never faced Mouse. For me, those are the top three teams.
Yeah.
And Falcons as well. And wait, maybe...
Fury faced Vitality.
They won against Vitality.
This major, right?
We're not talking about major.
This major. You're talking about this major?
No, I was talking in general.
In general, they won the grand final against Vitality.
Yeah, Chengdu, right?
Yeah, Chengdu.
Wait,
they
really?
Won against Falcons as well recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Hong Kong in so Hong Kong was Falcons in the finals, and Vitality was Chengdu. Yep. Bro, you've been gone for a while.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking
at my. Wait, these are both in Asia events. I'm pretty sure you were not awake when these finals were going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe. No, I feel stupid. Hey,
don't
my
worry.
Bad. My bad.
No, but Molodoy, he's doing good, and in this tournament, in these last tournaments, he had a bunch of great games where he put some highlights, right?
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
He gives me, like, I'm not going to put him on the same high level as Simple, but he's got that Simple-esque moments where he pulls off some bullshit and you say, okay, that's kind of cooking with it. He's not quite got that. Oh, sorry, he over-peaks, he re-peaks so many times. Like, he's sometimes stubborn that he'd be better to fall back. That's what Shiro's got all day. He knows when not to re-peak and will play back into it. But Molodoy's got a lot to learn in it. But I still think, like, definitely Rookie of the Year. And I would put him in, top three. Right now, but I would probably put Zaiwu, Shiro, then put Molodoy. I put Molodoy third.
I mean, he does have a lot of potential for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like he missed this Maldoy-esque game against Na'Vi.
Yeah, well, bro, this was Saka will tell you there's best of five finals where he's been missing the first couple of maps, but when he turns on, he turned on train against Falcons and it was the difference maker. Like, he had such a bad first half against Falcons in this finals in Hong Kong, and then all of a sudden it's on train and he starts lighting up the server, dominating everyone, and if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have won.
He would literally do, you know, like simple as jump down lower, peek on,
get jump a on a ladder, jump off, no scope.
Like an entry frag as an AWPer.
How have we missed this?
Oi, don't worry, you've been grinding playing CS, so you're getting ready for that chapter of your life. I'll send you some Molodoy highlights afterwards, but because the producer is telling me I need to keep things moving, I love talking CS to you guys. Before I let you go, JL, because I know you've got to get some rest, we got something really, really cool to announce as we got both of you here. There is going to be Team Goat Showmatch versus Team Vaco.
Ooh,
that's your team. That's your team.
You're team captain.
You're the team captain. So I'm gonna list out who the team is. Team Vaco. It's Taco, Gaules, BT.
Yes.
I don't know how good BT is, but we'll see.
He was a former professional 1.6 player.
How long ago, bro? 20 years ago. MCH. I don't know who MCH is.
He was also a very good Brazilian CS 1.6, and he also played CSGO as well.
Okay, so we've got some old school in there.
It's been a long time since he played.
Okay, so Taka, you're going to have to do some carrying alongside Kay Serato. That's a big, big
name.
That's
my guy.
Kay Serato is going to save
you. I'm going to be jumping for him tomorrow. You know? Serato is going to get all the kills, my friend. You're going to play with someone who's going to jump.
Taco,
all the info for you.
I don't want to see you being the one jumping. I think you should send maybe BT or Gaules to be the one jumping, bro, for you. You're going to be the one needs to do some trades in this. And then on Team Goat, we've got JL, we've got Simple, we've got Everlone, Mihu.
Take easy. My friend.
You have professional players as well.
My friend.
Yeah, this looks a bit unfair. And then Austin, so they tried to balance out the team by putting an American on your team, but he knows his utility.
I mean, he does. I'm not going to lie. It looks a little bit unfair towards our side.
Wait, if ever...
You can't use your hands. You can't use your hands tomorrow.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to use this as a chance to come back to the professional.
No, wait. I'm going to tell you both now. If you mess this show match up for us, this is supposed to be entertaining and fun. If I don't see some silly weapons and some craziness coming out, I'll go back on the stage while you're playing and I'll start messing with your mouse.
I'm starting deathmatch sessions at 8 a.m. on the stage.
Oh, no,
I'm waiting for
another one of these show matches.
Taco, no.
If they start to run over you, just know I'll be unplugging some keyboards.
Okay.
I got your back.
Thank you, Banks. I will need that. I will need that.
But that's how we're getting you back on the stage straight away. In this arena, 20,000 people on a Sunday before grand final.
20,000 people on the show match?
Well, I can't guarantee they're going to come for the show match. But there's you, Simple, Taco, Gaules. Like, that's a big enough pool.
I mean, Gaules is very massive.
Yeah, bro.
You're going to get the Brazilians, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be fun.
The drums
are going to be there.
But they're going to be for you. But it's still fine.
He got excited for about 1 second and then went, oh, no.
You know what? I never played against JL. Never.
Never?
I never played against Taka.
Yeah, maybe in practice, but official tournaments, never.
Okay.
Wait, when did you...
2022. In the end of 2022. Maybe we played, I don't know. My memory is so bad.
I joined Na'Vi 2023.
But you still had the Apex time.
Yeah. Then we never played against each other officials. Mm. Maybe practice.
Maybe practice we had sometimes.
Okay.
Yes. What was your last team?
00 Nation. God sent.
We played 100%.
Ah, okay.
Oh, nice.
Because anyway. I do remember, because you never played under the nickname Taco. You always played with something else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Always.
Sweetheart. I remember.
Sweetheart. Secret nickname.
Yeah, that's my secret nicknames during practices.
Okay. Well, now we know about his personal life as well. He's such a sweetheart in the background, Taco. That makes sense. Look at that smile. You got a practice nickname in there for us, JL?
I either use JL, because for me, what I really don't get about pro players, they change nicknames, and then when they play on stage, it's a different nickname. Maybe it's a different mode for them, but I want to practice with the same nickname I have on. Like JL, I see on the kill feed, and then on the official game, I see JL on the kill feed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to match up everything the same way.
Yeah, but then Simple had Ackerman, and he was the best player in the world, so.
Yeah, you know, there is that.
Get right, always use Don't Stop Believing, right?
Yep. Oh, of course.
Still uses it.
Still uses it.
Yeah.
The classic. All right, well, JL, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
having
me.
Don't get up just yet. Don't get up just yet. Your camera is, I don't know, guys, which is JL's camera? This one here. Look at that camera there. Any final words to the audience, to all the people at home, and maybe to your future team and say, come on, pick me, pick me.
Pick me, pick me. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for supporting Navi, although they failed. They lost. No. That's crazy. My English not good. And love you guys. Peace. Mwah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, JL. If I had a team, I would pick you up.
Or maybe Takuya, mate, you got to say goodbye to Snowy as well. Look, she needs his love. Yeah. You're giant, man. Thank you very much, JL. Yeah, steal the water, get hydrated. Now, Taco.
Yes.
Are you officially retired?
No.
No?
No,
there's never been any official
retirement? Not yet.
So you're not retiring yet?
I don't know. I'm still checking my, what I can do in the future. Yeah, I still check. I took some time off, not some time because it's been 2 years now. And the first year I didn't even have a computer at home. I was just taking care of myself, and it's been really truly good. For us, it's hard to say harder because you compare it to someone else, but and everyone has a history, but. For us, when I left home, I was 18 years old, and I was really young, and I had to move to another country. It was I didn't want to move to another country. I had to because I wanted to play CS. And then I had to leave another country, and I spent maybe 10 years doing the same thing, playing CS and practices and doing all that. And I think life, came to me and said, hey, you need to take care of yourself a little bit. And that's what I'm doing since I stopped playing 2023-ish.
Happens to pretty much every one of us, if I'm honest. You know, life catches up to you. I've been in the same situation where you just... I think the hardest thing for me is just like when you grind like that, you have such an ultimate goal. And you're working for that every day. You wake up, you know exactly what you need to do to reach that goal to some extent. And then when you don't have it, you're like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do now? So you don't have any roadmap. And I think that's the confusing part. At least it was for me.
Yes, that's very confusing. Confused. But I'm figuring it out. I'm enjoying every moment, I would say. And it's been a good 2 years, even though I love Counter-Strike and it's really difficult to stay away from CS. It's my life, you know.
Yeah.
I left home at when I was 18 years old, but before that I was already playing every day and, you know.
Yeah.
And it was really good and I really love CS. So I will always be involved with CS. I even thought about, you know, just leave CS forever. And
really?
I thought about that. But no, I'm not going to do it, you know.
What do you have any like favorite memories of obviously you talk about the hardship of leaving your country, living in another country. Do you have any like special moments that you sometimes pops into your head about, you know, when you were in the US and
a lot?
The
first one is the MLG Columbus Major.
Of course.
It was really good. I have nothing to complain about my life in the US or about my experience in CS, but it was tough. But the best memory I have besides the major, I think the CS Summit tournament was really fun.
Good vibes always there.
Yes. I have actually a lot of memories, and but they are always from the friends that we made during the
journey.
The journey.
Yeah. I feel you. I want to ask you this thing, right? When this Last Dance came around at the time, why were you not a part of that? What's the story behind that?
I built Godsend, and I was the IGL, and they invited me to join Last Dance a few times, actually, and I didn't want to go because I would be leaving the guys.
Okay.
Umao, Lato, and they needed me not only... I was the IGL, the leader of the team, and also outside of the server was important because the organization needed me for sponsors and stuff like that.
Which makes sense.
you know, reach team or
something
like that. And I didn't want to leave. Leaving would mean that our project in God Sent would be over. So I had to refuse, even though and also I was in a different page of my career. I wanted to put the past on the past bring new players, new stuff for the Brazilian community. And my idea was to find 4 young players and bring them and teach them everything I can, pass them my experience. And I think I did a good job with God Sent, and they playing really well recently as well.
Yeah, do you have any like special kind of feelings when you watch Legacy, especially now with Dumao and Lato? And you know, they've had a really successful year, right?
Yeah, it's like a part of myself in there, in them, especially Lato and Dumao. They are the ones that maybe I try to help them most during that time, and they are really good guys as well.
I remember we were doing interviews with the team then, right, when it was online Counter-Strike. And like at that point, Damao and Lato were not speaking English. So he was the only one coming for the interviews the whole time.
Yeah.
But we were seeing these players. We were starting to be impressed by them. But it was like trying to learn a little bit more about them and stuff. Watching their development, are you proud to see like where they're at?
I'm very proud. When they came to Europe to boot camp for the first time with me, and I remember that we played an online tournament and we played against Endpoint at the time. And Lato, we lost that game 16-13, something like that, and Lato had a very bad game. But I knew that the guy was really good. He was just nervous and stuff like that. And I remember that I came to him and I said, hey, that's normal. I had a lot of bad games. Actually, I could choose what to tell him. I could be really harsh and, hey, you had a bad game, you need to improve.
Yeah.
What I did was like, hey, happens, you know? It's your first game. My first game in Europe, I lost 16-0 to Fnatic. You know? Before the tournament, I was asking Fallen, FNX, hey, how was your first game in Europe? Was it good? And yes, I played against Na'Vi and I destroyed them. Yes, blah, blah, blah. And I won the game. I got 30 bombs. And then my time, I got 4 kills and 16-0 to Fnatic, you know, and that was really, really sad when it happened. So when I saw it happening to Lato as well, the first thing that I wanted to tell him was, hey, it happens. I had a lot of bad games as well in my career.
Yeah.
You are a great player, and let's do it together. Tomorrow we're going to practice and forget about this tournament. I still believe in you. So yeah, I really like these guys, and when I see them doing good, it's like I said, it's like a part of me, a bit of me doing good as well.
I want to also ask a little bit about just for you looking back at the old times. Obviously, your role was so important, but people maybe focused more on the Fallens, on the Cold Zeros, you know, on the star roles and stuff like that. When we did the podcast recently, just like this, with Fallen, he was saying, right, about like how great you were in your role and what you were able to do, your sacrificing and the trading, and this kind of CS has come back again as well. But how is it for you in terms of popularity in Brazil? Do people still remember you? Like, we would call you a legend right here, but do you still get that kind of love back home in Brazil?
Yeah, I would say Brazilians, they can love you and they can hate you very fast.
That's like most Counter-Strike fans, I think, yeah.
But I feel like people are being very kind to me recently, and during my career was difficult. But I never really focused on that. My focus was on winning tournaments and trophies, and I got many of them during my career, and that's what matters. I'm still one of the most accomplished
players
in Brazil, and That's what matters for me in the end.
That's what people remember. That's what people remember.
Yeah,
right?
they
you're in all those photos. They can never take that away from you. You're the one with the medal, with the trophy, everything else.
Yeah, and but in general, I still think that people in Brazil, they really like me, and I really like them as well.
Good, man. It's important for home as well. What do you think right now of what we're seeing from Furia? Because if we're honest, Brazilian CS has looked bad for quite some time, but it all changed this year. Legacy obviously getting a trophy to their name and then a second place as well, looking like a team for the future. Pain getting through to the semis of the Austin Major, and now Furia. Okay, still three Brazilians, still a Brazilian core, but they changed language, they switch it up, and they won three S-tier tournaments, the Thunder Pick tournament as well, which is an A-tier. Like, is this a good thing to see for the Brazilian scene to kind of have a chance to rise back up?
Yeah, that's really nice, and that's Fallen. He just kept going and going, and he never gave up. And that's, I mean, he's an inspiration for me since the beginning of my career, mm-hmm. and maybe for every Brazilian that loves CS now. So that's really nice. And also, I think Cacerato and Yuri, they deserve to win something, because those guys are really good, and they've been really good. Since some years now, but not winning any feels really bad for them.
I mean, I think I remember this when they actually won their first one with Furia here. I was so shocked that I look back and, you know, I thought Cacerato has probably been the best Brazilian player for quite some time. And for him to not have a trophy or any, it just sounded wrong to me. It sounded wrong.
It does.
So I was shocked, and I'm happy he got what he
but you know
really
what?
Deserved.
I think the key factor for them was Fallen changing roles.
Yes.
I think that was really important. Bringing Molodoyev also, he's been really good recently, and also Yekinda, I guess what he brings to, especially Fallen, he brings different ideas and a different approach of the game, and I think it's really important for Fallen. He really needed that, and I mean, the also what I said, the key point, Fallen changing his role, and he's doing really well in the role he's playing right now. Of course, that is, I mean, he has no experience in solo sides, but just being there, it's, I already respect it, you know. He's doing what he thinks it's needed to do to win.
Do you, if you look back at, like, you know, LG, SK days, was there a similar kind of fit in the team, if you would compare it to today's Furia in that team? Like, who was the second voice? Who was the one helping Fallen in the mid rounds, etc.?
Yeah, that was always Code Zero and Fallen. Fallen was always the last voice, we would always listen to him, but Code Zero also played a big part in the decisions that we had in every round, almost every round we played. Also, we were a very proactive team, you know.
Yes.
We talked a lot. Everyone used to.
I remember a fur MP9 jumping on the ground.
Yeah. Fur is great. So he always come up with ideas as well, aggressive ideas, and Fallen would, you know, try to adapt the team to Fur's aggression. Code Zero always with good ideas as well, and Fallen the big head, big brain, managing everything.
Have you guys got some match history? Can you remember any? You must have, no?
Yeah, we have when I moved to NA, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I remember
Fnatic,
one.
Right?
No, not in Fnatic.
Yeah.
But I think I played in Luminosity, which you eventually, I think. Or maybe I was in Windstrike at that point.
Could be.
No. Winter Fox.
Winter Fox.
Yeah. I remember playing you guys on Overpass. I think we lost 16-14 or something like this. but yeah, I think it was the only time I remember on top of my head.
Yes, we had a big respect for those guys because when I first started playing tournaments and, you know. Kind of joined the scene, the tier one scene, CS scene. We had a big respect for the Fnatic guys. We were big fans. I was a big fan of Dave Walk and all these guys, sweet Swedish guys. And even though we didn't play much against each other, it was always a pleasure watching you play and watching all your teammates and countrymen playing.
We were always cheering for you guys as well. I mean,
it was a special time in Counter-Strike.
It is a special time because it was like, you know, I think everyone remembers, at least the old people remember, you know, Brazilian teams in 1.6, you know, going to big events, surprising everyone with their very aggressive, you know, play style. And then we didn't really have that for a long time in the start of CS and CSGO. And then you guys came randomly to some event and just blew everyone's minds away, right?
Yeah.
So, and obviously Flasha donated to you guys. And yeah, I think for us it was just very easy to cheer you on because a full nationality team, so far away from home, playing so well.
Yeah. I also remember, sorry, with all of my, so the first tournament that I played in Sweden actually was Jokoping.
Yeah.
And I was warming up. It was my first tournament. I didn't speak English at the time. And he came to me and he was like, oh, you're the new guy, Taco, right? And I said, yes, yes. And I remember he said, oh, welcome, man, and congrats. Good luck in the tournament. And it meant it was the world for me, you know.
Yeah, really like a happy. Wow moment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then I also had the opportunity to do that when I
passing the torch yourself. Yeah.
Yes, and I became the old player. Every new team or new player that I saw in the tournaments, I always made sure to, you know, say, hey, you're welcome, congrats, I hope you do well in the future.
That's the beautiful moments of Counter Strike.
Is that
Counter Strike?
We have to keep that going on forever from all generations as people move on, as people pass things down. All right, we need to get to the end of the show. So the last thing I want to discuss with you, Taco. It's finals day tomorrow. The first ever best of fives for a major. And we got Vitality going up against FaZe. Do you believe in that FaZe bullshit magic? Or are you saying Vitality right now?
Well, I think Vitality are the big favorites. I didn't expect FaZe to actually go through even the you know, the second
stage. Yeah.
It was they were not looking good. And I think the key factor now, but for FaZe, was Jacob stepping up.
Big time.
It was really important.
Yeah, huge.
But I think tomorrow Vitality they are the favorites, and I think they're going to win. But FaZe, you can never count them down.
You can never count them out, but I also think Vitality. I think the map pool is too weak for FaZe. I think they've showed that they have three maps that they are strong on and
two confident and one like okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they have Nuke, they have Dust2, they have Inferno. I think those are the maps where they kind of show that they're very competitive on. But in a best of five final, I mean, if it was a best of three, I could definitely see FaZe winning. But best of five makes me question against such a well-rounded team like Vitality, who knows how to play every map, even the maps that FaZe play well. I could still see Vitality winning every single one of those.
I agree 100%. I wouldn't change a word of from what you said.
Yeah. Well, my pick'ems are dead because I had Na'Vi going all the way to win the whole thing, so I'm completely out of it. I will just say that Vitality on paper should win. I do love the storyline of back-to-back, but Taco, this is your camera, this one here. So what would you like to say? You can say it first in English to everyone watching, everyone around the world, and then in Portuguese after, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. I hope to see you guys in the future, tomorrow in the show match as well. If you want to come to the arena to watch us, and you know, you can boo Joe JL. Yes.
Yeah, cheer for Vaco.
Yes, cheer for us, guys. And thank you for watching. Thank you, Banks. Thank you, DevWalk. It was a pleasure. You both legends, and it's always good to meet you and to talk to you.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you, same.
You want to say anything in Portuguese to the Brazilian viewers out there?
Galera, tamo junto. Um abração para vocês. Obrigado aí para todo mundo que está assistindo. É um prazer estar aqui no Major. É o maior evento de CS, né, do mundo. E para mim, que sou apaixonado por CS, é um prazer estar aqui. Tamo junto, obrigado. Para a galera que vai vir para a Arena, nos vemos amanhã. E valeu.
And you know how I'm going to end this one? I'm going to end it on a big. Let's keep the wide shot. Let's keep it nice and wide for this. No, go wide. Go big. All right. So this is the end of the Star Ladder All About Counter-Strike podcast for the Budapest Major. We've had a lot of fun. It's Taco, me, DevilWalk rocking it. I'm going to end as we go into this. Is episode what, DevilWalk?
42.
We managed to get to episode 42. There will be another one when the grand final ends to close out the whole major. You won't want to miss it, but also the show match into the best of five. This is the way we end the show. Caralho.
Vamos, caralho.
Vamos, caralho.
There we go. Good night, people.